Mayor Khan, good to meet you, my friend. How you doing? It's good to see you.
Doing very well, sir.
Hopefully no one's having leaky windows today.
Yeah, we'll be talking about window and door solutions for your homes. We're a family-owned business serving Chicagoland for over 20 years with very high-quality solutions, name-brand products, and experienced installers.
Yeah, maybe people noticed that the AC wasn't catching up on time. Maybe some of that hot air yesterday leaking into the house, right?
Absolutely. It's just one of those things where when it gets this hot and humid, it exaggerates the... draws attention to clients and saying, wait a minute, what's going on? Why am I, as my HVAC, not able to catch up with the heat, desired temperature inside the house? So we're getting lots of calls, and we're finding good solutions for clients, suggesting solutions, and we'll talk about all those things today as well.
In the winter, you can easily tell, right? Like, it's like a noticeable thing, that draft inside. Unless you're standing right outside the window outside and you don't really feel the cold draft going out, but it is doing it. If you had cold air coming in the winter, that hot air, that cold air inside is going out in the summer, right?
That's the key. The cold air is going out, but more importantly, heat's pouring in and heat's actually moving out of the glass packs. So that's one of the invisible demons of windows and doors that people don't see, is the loss of heat through the glass in the wintertime.
We got deep there. Yeah. An invisible demon.
That's one of those things that
the looking
draw
glass.
Attention to when it comes to clients.
Yeah, exactly. Let's find your demons. You should do a little of that, a little poltergeist, a little exorcism, and let's fix the windows,
I'm just getting warmed up.
Move towards the light, Carol Ann.
844-600-6398 for next door and window. You know, we talked about rain. We talked about bugs. We've talked a little bit about windows and how they relate to both of those things. But one of the big things that I think gets people, provides trepidation for people when they want to get new windows, is they try and get quotes, and there's such a range. I mean, we're talking about, you can have $30,000-$40,000 difference in quotes, and that is a scary world to walk into, isn't it, Amir?
Absolutely. This is one of the biggest challenges that we face in our industry, is understanding what a window replacement project actually, window or door replacement, actually, even MegaPro is the same situation. What a home improvement project entails. It can be pretty much categorized in three different segments, right? Segment number one is, what materials are you putting in? These are not temporary solutions. These are structural components of your home that should be considered, you know, where you do not want to compromise on the quality of the materials that goes into place. And for example, in the window world, there's wood windows, there's vinyl windows, and then there's very high quality fiberglass windows. And the understanding, in our temperature here, our climate, our market, we get extreme heat and extreme cold.
Yeah, right.
Both, yeah.
Right.
We get the best of both.
Sometimes in two or three days,
you
get both.
Yeah.
There was a situation with the polar vortex where the temperature shifted 100 degrees in one day in over a 24-hour period, right? Plus 50 to minus 50 with wind chill. So understanding what materials withstand better and is going to function and give you operational longevity is what you're looking
for. So that's where you're going to get that range, right?
You're going to get that range. So, for example, you know, a good wood window, well-maintained, will last you 40 years. Yeah. But well-maintained is the operative word there.
Right.
So, and then a plastic-based material is not necessarily the right product for heat and cold.
Right.
And that's why one of our most successful products is the fiberglass windows that we carry from Infinity by Marvin, where it's a thermoset material that doesn't have expansion contraction.
So we need to reframe our thinking and not just say, and this is really for everything, but like, let's look at this as an investment, right? Windows are an investment, doors are an investment, and they should be treated the
same.
Totally.
You know, if you look at the theme of today's conversation, right, it's all about preventative and permanent long-term solutions. Now, there are some things that are perpetual, like, you know, yours.
Weather-triggered insect populations.
We're always
going
to have bugs.
Your industry is perpetual, right?
Yeah.
Your industry is every year. There's no way around it.
Right.
But when it comes to structural home stuff, it is absolute waste of money trying to do and redo
windows and doors and
structural components every 10 to 15 years.
The cost will
always look for long-term solutions. Mm-hmm. So that's segment one, is choosing the correct materials for the project. Segment two, which is equally important.
We were answering Dan from Wheaton's question about his Marvin Infinity windows, about cleaning them, having some issues. Jeremy, you thought you had an idea what maybe it could be too.
Yeah, so the thought was, if the window's always dirty, and if he's cleaning it and it still keeps getting dirty, the question is what's on the outside that's maybe making it dirty? So maybe like a exhaust from a furnace, or possibly a dryer vent, or possibly even just an exhaust fan in general. So
Exhaust fan from the kitchen.
Exhaust fan in the kitchen. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Totally, right?
That is grease full of lots of grease and grime and whatnot. A lot of particulates and stuff like that.
So fiberglass is just water. You can clean it with.
You can clean it with water. If you have greasy stuff, then just use a very simple, you know, solvent degreaser.
Right.
Just take it off. But you do not need any abrasive materials to clean this because it is not a painted finish at all. It's a full acrylic cap.
What about glass? What do you recommend?
Just a good glass cleaner.
Glass cleaner?
Absolutely. Nothing else.
What about vinyl windows? What do you recommend?
So when it comes to vinyl windows, the thing with the vinyl is that it is not completely non-porous, right? So a lot of dirt and grime can actually get impregnated into the vinyl itself. So that requires a little bit more work, and he might have a better solution for this also.
I would just try the Mr. Floor vinyl floor cleaner on a vinyl window.
Really?
Why not? Yeah, absolutely.
All their products are non-chemical, they're non-harmful or harmless.
Doesn't matter if it's... Yeah. No. Horizontal or vertical?
It's vinyl's vinyl.
Vinyl is vinyl.
Vinyl's vinyl.
Exactly. Which is why my power needs to go on tonight, because as I was saying, I'm going to be listening to a vinyl record tonight, I just want to sit there with a glass of
something. Wait a second.
That
vinyl's a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
That vinyl does something that's pretty cool.
We got a question from Gordon and Elgin. Hey, Gordon, you're on WGN.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. About 20 years ago, we put an addition on, and we put on Marvin windows, which were aluminum clad. We got some stick belt windows we're thinking about replace. Is aluminum clad still available, or do you go with only have the fiberglass? If you have fiberglass, have the same. I think it's called Bahama Brown is what we had, and aluminum clad.
Okay.
That's a fantastic question, sir. Thank you so much for asking that. Next door in window, we're a full line, full service Marvin dealer. We have Marvin's Signature Series Ultimate Clad windows, and we have Marvin's Premium Infinity windows. And in both lines, we have Bahama Brown exterior available. We could come out to your house and take a look at exactly what generation wood windows that you have, and we can make them look exactly the same as the ones you have now. However, for example, there are homeowners who said, wait a minute, I have the beautiful aluminum clad wood windows rest of my house, but I don't want a wood window in the bathroom. We could just as easily do the infinity window just in your bathroom and still continue with the Marvin aluminum clad windows for the rest of your house project.
Interesting. Gordon, that makes sense to you?
Yeah. What's the difference in price between Xfinity and...
What's interesting is because Marvin's philosophy was not to make a cheaper alternative product, they really wanted to make a true alternate window to the wood window. They did not compromise on the quality of the glass pack, the energy efficiency, the hardware, and everything. So they're within 10% of each other. It all depends on some of the configuration choices. Sir, do you by any chance have stained interiors, or is it painted interiors?
We had clear pine, and I did our own staining.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So, I mean, we could do that again if you want to, but we actually provide a service at Next Door and Window where we do all the staining beforehand, before these windows even show up to your house. And we do a full custom color match with a sample. Mm-hmm. We have a fantastic service. Yeah. So it's one of those things where staining it on site is a very difficult situation, right? Trying to match it and whatnot. So the way we do it is we actually take a sample of some of your old trim, bring it back to our stainers at our main Burridge location. They will actually customize the stain on sample pieces of wood, bring it back to you, get approval, and then all your windows get stained, dried, polyurethane twice, and dried in between, and then put back together before we even show up to your house. So we can do almost the closest possible stain match you can possibly have.
All right, Gordon from Elgin. Where can Gordon reach you guys at?
You can reach us at 844-600-NEXT, 844-600-6398. You can even go to nextdoorandwindow.com and make an appointment for one of us to come and do the consultation. It's completely free.
And Gordon, stay on the line. You're getting a Mr. Floor cleaner. So there you go. Or a window vinyl cleaner.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know if I want to call it that. Igor might not like that. Yeah. I'm still going to go with vinyls.
I think it's a good idea. To try. Absolutely.
Yeah. 815 couldn't stay on the line, but they wanted to know, is there a lubrication for sliding windows? Or is If you need to lubricate your windows, is that a sign that they were installed wrong, or is that just something that happens over time?
It could be windows or doors,
right?
Tracks get dirty.
Yeah. Is there like a product that you can put on your windows to lube them up?
Oh, you don't. That's the whole idea. Again, going back to technology, the first segment.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain products that do not need any lubrication or any maintenance whatsoever for long-term operation the way they are done. But yes, whenever you have things that have gears and mechanisms and stuff like that, right, a very decent lubrication, like lithium lubrication is one of the best ones. Automotive industry uses that a lot.
Yep. So not WD-40.
I was just going to say.
WD-40.
Or olive oil? I mean.
WD-40 is good for like getting like rust and like bolts off of stuff. It is not a good lubricant.
It's not a good lubricant. No.
It's actually like a dust collector.
It cleans stainless steel sinks pretty well.
Yeah. Okay. But then it goes into the drain and.
No bueno.
Yeah. If you're looking for good lubricators for anything that is mechanical and has gears and cogs and stuff in it, lithium-based. Is one of the best.
So make sure if you loved the business,
As far as the review is concerned, this is one of the things that ties into the solutions that we're talking about. Understanding a project, a home improvement project, the second segment and the third segment is how the company doing the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. How are they doing it? Are they successfully executing good quality projects and servicing it? And the only way to find that out is through all these...
the feedback.
Guild quality, Better Business Bureau.
I want to go to Eileen in Lake Zurich. I believe she's got a question for Amer. Eileen, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. We had painted our house a while ago, and now the windows... and won't open. Is there any person who can come out to try to open the windows, or is there a product that I can buy to try to open the windows?
Jeremy?
My husband tried, but he couldn't.
Okay. Yeah, so that happens. Depending on the type of paint that was used, the prep that was done, if they didn't strip it, and that paint could just build up over time. It could also get sticky. So if they didn't use the right paint and the right coatings, is that when that gets really, really hot, it could actually form a bond and that window could be stuck. It's not, I guarantee it's not stuck. You could take a rubber mallet to it, try to hit those corners and try to loosen it up a little bit, and that might help. But yeah, if you can't do it, we can help. We can send someone out to help.
Another thing to, again, consider there is when, just like Jeremy said over here, the right solutions are necessary. So what you can try is to use just the blade. Do not use a knife box cutter or something, but just use just the blade to cut open
the paint.
Any of the paint to try to see if you can very gently pry it open. Do not hit the windows too hard.
Yeah.
We are very good at this stuff. We work in 100-year-old houses where there's 92 layers of paint over the last 100 years.
You've got to be really gentle.
Proverbially. So be gentle with it. If you do not feel comfortable, just have one of us out. We will take care of it. We'll inspect it for you and see what the problem is.
844-600-6398. 6398. Oh, you didn't get the whole thing. 6398. So that second number is 844-600 next, Eileen, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, of course, Eileen.
Have a great day.
Rubber mallet, razor blades, or call both companies.
well, not razor blades, but
no.
just.
Yeah, oh, not like, razor
just
blades.
Be gentle.
Right? Be gentle with it, yeah.
Okay. Amir Khan, Next Door and Windows. Lots of great window questions today. People learned a lot about the materials, the cost that goes into installation, why that's so important, finding folks that'll back up what they're doing, not with phony warranties, but with legitimate service warranties. If that's something that interests to people, where should they call you?
You give us a call at 844-600-NEXT, 844-600-6398, or nextdoorandwindow.com, and we can come out and give you a very consultative approach. Appointment to inspect everything for you.